And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. Tommy, you cannot say things like that just before we come out of break.
I'm sorry.
Oh, goodness. It's all good. Tommy Hagen, Seal Gusecki in the studio with us this morning. You know, I'm supposed to be able to talk when we come out of breaks. Always a great time with the guests behind the studio, behind the scenes here in the studio. I have a wonderful time visiting with everybody that I have in here. And Tommy and Seal always put a smile on my face. We were talking and need to get back. NAF is getting back underway. So folks that are looking forward to the South Bug, this is just for personal self-serving interests. Are we going to have one possibly next year?
Yes.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, good.
Definitely.
So we're looking forward to that. There's just a few things with this list of everything to do for Saturday. It's nice to see all these things getting back underway. I do know that one of the things getting back underway, and it's been sort of a, I don't want to say hit and miss, but it's been very cautiously going forward, the Master Gardeners.
Absolutely. We had meetings in June and July, mm-hmm. took a hiatus in August and September, but
yep.
we're back on track. Had a meeting last week where we had a lady speak on butterflies.
I am so upset that I missed that one.
Me
yes.
too.
It was very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Yep.
Our next meeting is November 12th at
okay.
the Presbyterian Church, 1 to 3 p.m. And Steve Blumrick, who's president of Friends of the North Fork and White Rivers, is going to talk to us about water quality issues.
Uh-huh.
On our rivers.
Yep.
Steve has been, he's obviously active in the river situation. He was also instrumental, one of the people that worked very hard with the hog farm situation mm-hmm. that was shut down. So
yep.
he's very knowledgeable about the area and the water quality issues, and he's a very interesting speaker. If you're interested, obviously Master Gardener meetings are open to the public. They're
right.
free. Right now, we are not serving refreshments, although we're well known for it, but we've erred on the side of caution in that respect.
You should have seen the look on Tommy's face. He was crushed when you said that.
No, we're going to wait on refreshments
yeah,
till the first of the year.
And you still really have to in this types of situation. So
yes.
BYOB, if you're going to bring something over there, get a small beverage with you, a Coke or a coffee or whatever.
You're welcome to bring something with you.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. The meetings are from 1 to 3. 1 mm-hmm. to 2 is the speaker.
Okay.
We generally take a little break. Now without refreshments, we're kind of holding back on that a bit and then get down to our business portion of the meeting. You're welcome to stay for it. You can come to as many Master Gardener meetings as you want to get acquainted with us. You don't
okay.
need to be a member.
Right.
Please, you know, if there's an issue that you see that's interesting to
mm-hmm.
you, let us know. We don't have our speakers lined up for next year yet.
Yeah.
All right, but we're getting there.
Well, I was going to make some smart aleck remark about, gee, I wonder why, but yeah. We're still trying to figure out if we can have all these meetings and
yep.
when we can have them and if there's any restrictions, so we're still in the planning stages for a lot of this stuff.
We are, but we do have speakers lined up for our seminar in March, like we were talking about Sowbug.
Right.
All right, we're generally the weekend before Sowbug,
yep.
and the speakers are lined up. Log on to our website, BexterCarneyMG.com.
Okay.
Take a look for all the speakers and
all
put
right.
it on your calendar.
Do you happen to know who that is off the top of your head?
Oh, I can look it up.
No. I just have a reputation of asking the one question
oh,
somebody's
I
not
can
prepared
tell
to answer.
You.
So,
you know, if you let Tommy talk to you for 2 minutes, I'm pulling
I don't
it up
know.
On the
does
phone.
Tommy have 2 minutes of conversation in?
Oh, my goodness.
You were talking
gracious.
About Steve Brumrick. Steve is one of the renowned guys around here in the hog farm. He is the go-to guy, knowing that mm-hmm. he knows what the ins and outs of why that happened and
right.
how it got going. But he also has studied, and I've helped him with this thing, the streams that run through ASU's campus
mm-hmm.
and trying to keep those clean and the storm waters around here.
Right.
Anyway, Steve is an interesting guy and loves to, it's a passion. I mean, when he gets up to speak, you'll listen because you can tell he's excited about it. So,
that's,
anyway.
For me, always the most fun of going to some lectures. And when you see the engagement from the person up there at the pulpit, you know how passionate they are about something. That helps to get the rest of the audience engaged.
Let me tell you something cool. We did a deal two or three years ago. We were studying the streams on ASU's campus, and we were taking bugs out, and they were analyzing them and doing all this kind of stuff. And we had a bunch of high school students from the environmental classes. You talk about a bunch of kids that were engaged, and this was all kinds of kids. This was athletes to everybody.
Okay.
And everybody was into it. I
yep.
mean, there was no jumping around playing. They loved everything they were doing. I was truly impressed with the caliber of kids that were involved in that. But anyway,
my kids were involved in YEEC, Yellville Environmental Awareness Club over in Yellville, and Carl and Ann Jones, they kept those kids just so engaged. So it's fun to see some of the younger students
oh,
that get into that.
It.
Do we have an answer?
I do. Yes, I do. The marvels of the internet, okay? Oh. We've got Ray Morantz from the Xerces Society talking about beneficial insects.
Okay.
Don Bennett from Tricycle Farms in Fayetteville about growing community through soil. All right, he's someone that's had some issues in his life and turned it into this farm that he's built. So quite an interesting gentleman.
Okay.
We've got Guy Ames from Ames Orchards. He's a horticulture specialist, and he will talk about fruit trees, bushes, and vines for natural growing in the Ozarks. And we've got Daria McKelvey from the Missouri Botanical Gardens, which I'm really interested in. She's going to talk to us about what that facility has to offer. Their website for me, if I'm looking up a plant and want information, is my first choice.
That's your go-to.
That's my go-to. All right. Wonderful information, wonderful website. If you do nothing else, go to Missouri Botanical Garden, look for their plant identification, and you will. It's everything you want to know, concise, to the point, and they're only a zone off from us, so it's, it relates to
really
where we are.
Yep.
Closely. Not exact, but close.
Close. Mm-hmm. My math isn't really good. Anybody that's listened to the morning show for any length of time knows that I do struggle a little bit with it at this hour, but that's four guests.
I've got five, to be honest with you.
I think we had four over there. There may be a fifth one out there on the list. But what I'm getting at is that probably not going to be a quick little hour speaker meeting. It's going to be a little bit longer than that.
Oh, that's an all-day event.
That is,
we go from 9 to 3, okay? And we have lunch.
Yep.
And by then, I'm sure we should be able to have food, and we generally have all the master gardeners bring goodies to munch on for breakfast and for snacks between the speakers.
Right.
We have an opportunity table. We have lots of great things that you can bid on. Okay, go ahead.
Tommy Hagen has won some really neat stuff at that. My wife hates it when I go to it because I come home with some pretty, I think, cool yard art. Have you ever seen my yard? I've got a little bit of yard art, but last time we had it, I won some neat stuff, and Seal was laughing at me. I was walking out. It was a two trips to the car. So anyway,
two trips to the car. Well,
we have a gentleman. One of our members builds cedar furniture, and he has a wonderful cedar bench that has a concave seat, so it's comfortable for your bottom.
There you go.
All made out of cedar by himself. Cedar he's harvested from their land.
Right.
So, he's the son of the people that own Faraway Vineyards, who are also master gardeners.
Yes.
So there you go.
A little bit of a family connection right
there. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we have gotten to the point right now where I can either take a break or we can talk about the flower of the day. And I know that this is going to take a couple of moments because I think I know what it is. And if that is the case, then the conversation is going to go for just a couple of seconds.
So take
a break right now. See, that's why I have these knowledgeable folks with me. They know more about their content than I do. So I guess that I probably should be saying, you're listening to The Morning Show this morning, and this segment is brought to you by your friends over at Baxter Regional Medical Center, who are now hiring. Stop on by workwhereyouvacation.com. See if you can find a new vocation for you. All kinds of job opportunities available over there at the hospital. It is time for our final break this morning. Tommy Steele and I back to wrap it up right after this. And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. See, I learned, Seal. I didn't let him get started that time. Didn't let him get started as we were coming back out of break. I do have Tommy Hagen, Seal Gusecki in here with me from the Master Gardeners. Always a good time to have them here in the studio. And we do know that hostas are a favorite treat of deer everywhere. And hopefully Tommy's going to be planting some right next door here pretty quickly. So
he probably will get some away.
I'm sure that his new neighbors will have a couple of things to do to put in the ground. Now, Seal, we were talking about this plant before we ever started on the air this morning, and so I'm going to ask you innocently, do we have a plant of the month?
Oh my goodness gracious, yes. And it's one Tommy's going to be interested, because what's your second best plant, your favorite plant?
Naked Lady.
There you go.
Yes.
We're going to call this another surprise lily.
I'm going to say, is there another name besides Naked Lady?
Yeah, there is another name, so I'm not inclined to quite call them Naked Ladies, but in any event, we're going to talk about a red spider lily that blooms late. It blooms in the fall.
You've got some.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
The daughter's house.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. This plant, was brought to this country from Japan. Back in 1854, when Commander Perry opened the ports to Japan, there was a gentleman on his ship that was interested in horticulture.
Uh-huh.
And he picked up three bulbs, which he brought back to the States. The bulbs, when they got to North Carolina, looked like they were nothing but dust. They were just dried up, and nobody thought they'd grow, but they did. They survived. These red spider lilies bloom on a naked stalk in the fall, mm-hmm. just like your surprise lilies that bloom in the summertime.
Right.
And after they bloom, they send up their foliage. So their foliage comes up in the fall. It lasts all winter.
Yep.
And sometime in late spring, the foliage will die down and you won't see anything.
Yep.
And then in roughly late September, early October, those stalks will come up and they'll bloom.
All right. Okay.
Mine have finished blooming about 2 weeks ago, and the leaves are already up.
Okay.
And they're sitting there ready.
Right.
You need to site this in a place where it gets winter sun, which means you can plant it under trees.
Okay.
Because it doesn't need the summer sun. It needs the sun in the wintertime. So with no leaves on the trees, you've got a little more siting that
right.
you can do with it.
Okay.
All right. It'll stand up to the heirlooms, which are sold by a company called Southern Bulb Company.
Mm-hmm.
They stand up to trout. They will handle the extreme summer heat over many decades.
Okay.
The bulb will multiply with new bulbs offset quite readily. All right. The people from Southern Bulb claim that they have strains from the original bulbs that came over.
Ah.
So that would be... Now, there's other places that do sell it. I found them on Dutch Bulbs, Van Borgen, and Nature Hills and Spring Hill.
Okay.
But Southern Bulbs make that claim. I don't know if that's true, but that's what their website tells us.
All right.
Okay. It's more resistant to deer than other spider lilies. That
right.
doesn't mean deer won't eat them, but
okay.
they're just not attracted to them as much.
Right.
Okay? The plant needs to be, the bulbs need to be set in the ground 2 to 3 inches below the soil, before the top level of the soil, and they grow 12 to 16 inches tall.
Yep.
And they will multiply and make a nice little group for you, and you can share them with your friends.
Well, and that is the thing. They do multiply. They've been out in back of my daughter's house for I have no idea how long, and every year we see a few extras volunteering
yep.
to pop up and give us a little bit of a color show.
Right. Now, the lilies are a spider lily, so mm-hmm. the you need to take a look at a picture, but it'll look a little different than the surprise lilies you're
right.
accustomed to
yep.
that grow naturally. And these surprise lilies, the Latin name is Lycoris, they come in many varieties and shapes, whether they're spider lilies or what you would call, what you're familiar
mm-hmm.
with the others. I've got some lavender surprise lilies
right.
that bloom at the same time as the pink ones.
Gotcha.
And you
yep.
were telling me about several varieties you've seen.
Yeah, I have no idea. We've got several varieties there in my daughter's yard, and one thing for me, and I really had always thought that naked ladies were a thing that came out at fall. We always saw them generally right around the first middle part of October.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here 2 years ago, we started having some lilies come up in spring, and then we had some more come up in summer, and now we've got these other ones in the fall. So my first conversation with you this morning was, I didn't realize that different varieties bloomed at different times.
Yes, they do. Like all plants, there's a lot of different variety to life, all
okay,
right?
Yep.
This particular one stands up to the heat and humidity of our climate, so it's a very good one to have.
Gotcha.
I don't think they multiply quite as fast as the pink surprise lilies.
All right.
All right. Mine are they're multiplying, but it's a little slower rate.
Okay.
But there's nothing wrong with that either.
Well, now the next question I'm going to ask you is right now the areas that they are growing, we actually have a spring edition and a fall edition. It's one couple of corner spot that we've got one little section. Is there any rhyme or reason to putting them in something together? Should they be separated? Do they sort of segregate themselves? Can we grow them together in the same flower bed?
You can grow anything together as long as the light conditions and the soil conditions warrant.
Okay.
So if you have something that needs moderate to full sun, if you have something that'll stand up to drought at the same tolerance,
right.
then you can plant them together.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
So it doesn't hurt them at all, and that way you can have, if you're looking for a little splash of color at different times of the year, and you really like the naked ladies like Tommy does, the flower.
I love them.
The flower. You can put several things in there and have a little splash of color in that part of the garden all around
and
all
you'll
all
have
year
foliage
round.
At different times
right.
of the year. I would recommend if you're planting them to put something in front of them to hide the dying foliage.
Yes.
Because especially on the pink surprise lilies, that foliage is a little unsightly.
Yeah, they're all a little unsightly when they start to go, yes.
When they start to go, all right.
Yep.
So if you put something that is a globe shape in front
mm-hmm.
of them to kind of hide that,
yep.
I think you'll be more pleased with your result.
And I've noticed that the growth on the ground after the flower has, both before and after the flower has bloomed, I guess I should say, the green around that, we see a little bit of growth in that. It's not just only the bulb itself that grows. You do see a little bit of other growth with the plant.
Well, what do you...
Well, it's just a little small little patch of green stuff that comes up, a little foliage with that, and it's all coming from the same seeds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You'll get some of that. But I think on the red spider lily, the foliage is... The leaves are a lot smaller.
A lot thinner, yes.
Thinner, yep. All right? And they don't get nearly as tall.
Right.
So they're not as unsightly when they start to wither.
Yep.
And they're withering in the spring when everything is growing up.
Right,
right?
Yes.
So they're not as hard to hide.
Right. Just something else to put a little splash of color in your yard. And,
absolutely.
There's a lot of folks out there like the surprise lilies, and then there's folks like Tommy that are only happy with the naked ladies.
You guys are giving me a hard time.
Well, we just know how the hostas are. We figure you probably need an extra laugh after your hosta crop disappears every year for the deer.
That's exactly what happens. But I do love naked ladies. And it's funny, the people in Master Gardeners know that.
Yes.
And it's more ladies than there are guys, mm-hmm. and they're all sweet to me. And lots of times I'll go to a meeting and they'll bring me some of their extra bulbs. So
there you go.
There you go.
Nothing at all wrong with that.
I love it. I love it. So let me give you a little place to go right now. Carl Wayne's nursery mm-hmm. here in town is looking fantastic. I went by there the other day, and if you're looking for fall things, mm-hmm. go over to Penny's place. It's beautiful, and it's kind of crazy. She was not sweet enough to let us take a photograph there in front of a bunch of pumpkins.
Okay.
And it was fun. And again,
good.
Sia's looking at me laughing because she knows this is one of my times of the year. The nurse or the big box boys, mm-hmm. they're pretty soon, they're ready for Santa
Claus.
They're
clearing out everything,
and they're
yes.
not going to want those plants
nope.
around there. And it's you can, if you get there at the right time, you can get some real bargains.
Yes.
So anyway,
keep your eyes open for those.
Well, keep your eyes open for hardscaping as well.
Yeah.
I'm
yes.
starting some hardscaping projects in my garden, and we'll talk about some of that next month.
Okay.
But as some of those things get to the bottom of the pile, if there's something there that you want to work on over the wintertime,
right.
it's a nice time to pick it up and plan for, mm-hmm. January. January and February is great times to work in the yard on some of those kind of things.
Right.
The weather's good, it's not hot, and you're looking for something to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if you find some of those things on sale right now, it's a good time to pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so stop on by, check that out. I'm going to take a little bit of a left turn, something you guys are both completely unprepared for. I had my grandson out and about, and we were driving through town the other day, and I turned off of the main drag through town onto Highway 5. And believe it or not, there was a tree that had some decorations in it there.
Okay.
Name that dude
name
or dudette.
Dude.
I'm hoping we're going to hear some more information on Name That Dude or Dudette coming up shortly.
We will. Hopefully we'll do it again for the fair like we originally
okay,
planned
so
to
that,
do.
Okay, so that's the plan for the fair this
yeah.
year. He saw that, and they changed it. For me, it is so fun. Tommy, you and I have talked about this off microphone before. It's great that we have something that people stop and take pictures
they
at
do.
And look at right here in this community. It is entertaining for us as adults just to see the different things that go on there. There is nothing like the excitement of a kid, though, to get you wound up a little bit more
sure.
about something. And for me, I never really realized how much the kids pay attention to other things when we're shuffling them around in the cars. And it's fun that every time we go past there now, he's up in his seat looking to see
what
it's
it
done.
Is.
And he knows the area as we approach it. It doesn't matter which angle we approach it from. He knows which side of the car he's going to need to look out of. He is ready
cool.
for it. And for me, it's something neat. So looking forward to Name That Dude coming up here
at
the fair.
Dude or Dudette is fantastic, but I just love that she's always changing it. It goes
oh,
from
yes.
veterans to bombers
uh-huh.
to Christmas to Thanksgiving.
And it's homecoming week. We may...
Judy yeah. Nizoliak always has yeah. good ideas
yes.
for that. We need to give her credit for it.
That's a project she loves. She loves, loves, loves doing it. And she's the girl. I mean, it's a small one. Not
yes.
small. Anyway, that is fun.
It's not necessarily small. It's a small display, though, compared to some of the other
yeah,
ones you
yeah.
have. But it's a nice little thing right here. It's
prominent. You're prominent.
And like we said, there's folks stopping by and taking pictures of that. That's a great postcard from Mountain Home, Arkansas.
And we Absolutely. Have our sign right out in front of it, so they know we're
perfect. Well, I was getting ready to say, the Master Gardeners have a little bit of self-promotion right there. For folks that are wanting to find out more about the Master Gardeners, Seal, how can they get some more info?
BaxterCountyMG.com.
Okay. And can they give anybody a call to find out anything, or just stop on by there first? And
they can go to the extension office, and the number's 425-2335.
So if you're looking at becoming a Master Gardener, maybe you want to get those classes started. It'll be a different course this year, but you guys still looking for some...
Well, the classes are already in session, so you can't
oh,
do
can't.
It for
I'm
this
sorry.
Year.
My bad.
All right. It'll be next fall.
No,
they've
fall.
Already started. We've got three people in the class.
Gotcha.
All right, but certainly, come to the meetings.
Yep, stop on by, check it out. That's us. We're out of time. I'm going to wrap things up for now. Out the door, back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great hump day.